Hey Sam, what are you looking at on your phone?
Oh no! I'm looking at pictures of
porn.
Gross.
Who let that in?
Well, you know, did ISO. You, who, oh, yeah, that turns out, so you know.
Who left open the window?
He has AIDS to test again. You. God, it's Philadelphia in here. Jesus. Here too.
Hi.
Oh. Are you not saying a lot now because you're going to be the one talking the most later?
You make me sound so awful.
How was that?
How are you, listeners? This has been my day.
This hasn't been your day. We got here 30 minutes ago.
It feels longer.
It's that soul consuming. Anyway.
I'm sorry that Matt got in.
Play the music.
Jesus. Somber.
Hello and welcome to the Video Shop Podcast, about what you're watching, maybe. I'm your host, Cal.
I'm your other host, Sam, and today we're joined by Matt and Brianne to talk about Pete's Dragon.
Yeah. You sounded so excited about that.
Now look.
You all suck.
Now this small talk was really lackluster.
Appropriately, I would say.
Yes.
You all suck.
The voice of reason.
Since when?
Oh, the guy that doesn't like things didn't like a thing. Ooh.
Can I just say for the record, as far as pets go, dragons aren't great.
As far as pets go, pets aren't great. But dragons are possibly the worst.
Like, as far as mythical creatures go...
I mean, like, as far as dragons go, Pete's dragon's a cool dragon. We should murder it and figure out its camouflage technology.
So what you're saying is you're on the side of the guy in the top hat.
I am totally... I haven't seen the original.
If you make Brianne cry, dude, Cal...
Brianne, wouldn't you... What would you rather? Pete's dragon live a normal, mundane existence, or Pete's dragon allow us to have invisibility cloaks?
He's not mundane. He goes around and helps... Well, which one are we talking about?
I'm talking about the new one. Because I haven't seen the old one.
Because
as far
field.
As I'm concerned, the old one is just Space Jam.
No.
But with less Michael Jordan.
I don't think we can ever talk
therefore
about
it. Therefore, it is worse.
There's basketball in Space Jam. I don't know if that's a plus or not.
I don't know either. I'm not a huge fan of basketball. Or any other form of sports ball.
But Pete's dragon, Elliot, he has purpose. He goes around and helps the kids.
Great. Thanks for listening, guys. Find us at videoshopfrog.com.
Yep. That's all the things. That's fuck. I fell asleep
and
in this
so
movie.
Cute.
I did too.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. Very temporarily. And then so I was like, hey, Bones is back on the screen.
Carl Urban being the bad guy-ish.
That's what I like about these Disney live-action reboots. Like, none of these characters feel like they're just the bad guy.
It makes me layers.
Yeah. Like, he just, you know, he's jealous.
He found
brother.
A dragon!
Yeah, he's doing exactly what you should do to further humanity. Murder the magical cloaking dragon.
No, I'll...
For science!
Well, not even if it's just one of them.
Oh, science.
Although we find out later there are multiple of them. So...
Yeah.
You still shouldn't murder because murder's bad.
But by murder, I mean you take some of its DNA, you freeze that shit so you got it forever. Then you do whatever experiments necessary to have sick cloak for camouflage t-shirts and shit. And then you sell that shit. You make mad bank on that shit. That is what you do!
I feel like you're gonna have PETA knocking down your door soon.
You're just gonna have any vegan go down on you, pretty much. And that sound... Wait! Let me reword that!
PETA and
that sounded wrong. Wait!
Oh man, fuck.
I am so sorry.
What did you say?
I said he's gonna have every vegan go down on him. That came out wrong.
What?
Any organization that puts that much effort into hating Pokemon can fuck off, in my opinion. Fuck Peter. Pokemon's
they hate
amazing.
Pokemon?
They loathe Pokemon.
Why?
Because it's animal cockfighting in video game form,
but
apparently.
Oh, come on.
But, you know what you should do, Cal?
But
fight them in the junkyard.
But
I will battle them. I will battle them for supremacy.
But they're teaching the Pokemon to be the very best.
Why are we talking about Pokemon?
Because Pokemon Dragon is better than this movie.
But it's not.
This movie was
imagine
so...
Imagine if they made a Pete's Dragon
Let's
go.
Talk about the original.
I haven't Yay. Seen the original.
Great. Go.
Okay, bye, Cal.
All right, go for it. You guys do whatever the fuck you want. Sit
this way.
Cal just pulled a sausage party
so just...
and left.
What?
I left what? In the sausage party podcast, so... He's pulling a sausage party.
That
I don't like the sound what, of that.
Why do I invite you on this show?
Because you're why my best friend.
Why do you hang out with him?
Just so you know, audience, Cal is facing away from the microphone and making a jerking motion with his hand in the area of which his genitals...
Microphone's hard, man.
reside.
This is Pete's Dragon. There will be no stupidity today.
I mean, we...
You're on the wrong podcast, love.
I mean, these guys swore on the Zootopia podcast. You can't go much further down the rabbit hole than that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Matt.
Brianne, you want to tell us about the original Pete's Dragon?
Yeah, so originally it was supposed to be a segment on Walt Disney's TV show where he was talking about this idea and had all these sketches for a dragon, which then he kind of then morphed it into what became Puff the Magic Dragon, or whatever it was called. And then after he passed away, they were going through old archives of, we need a project to work on. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? And they found this thing. They're like, oh, manuscript rights. Let's do it. And they made Pete's Dragon.
And what's Pete Dragon about?
It is about a boy named Pete and his dragon named Elliot. Pete is like this orphan child who's adopted into like this weird...
A puppet? Is it CGI? What's the dragon, Brianne?
I feel like you're excited about this. Why don't you share, Samuel?
It's Space Jam style animation.
But like, yeah. Not the first instance, but it's one of the first feature length instances of the tech.
You say feature length, but it's invisible for most of the movie.
It sounds like a relatively clever made movie, and it has been on when I've been playing Pokemon, and yeah, like
why are these two things so intimately related?
Pete's Dragon. Dude, it's me to play Pokemon too.
Like it has been on in the same room as I have been there, but I've not been paying attention.
Boom, 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 boom. I love you too.
Is this Barney?
Oh yeah, no, this is music from Pete's Dragon. It's a musical.
What? What?
Yeah.
Pardon?
All Disney movies before live-action remakes were musicals.
This is the worst podcast ever.
Why?
I don't know. This is terrible.
Well, we had three really good ones.
We were bound to have a shit one eventually.
Thanks, guys. Make me feel special.
Well, keep telling us about Pete's Dragon, dear.
Pete's Dragon was my favorite as a kid. I love that movie.
Tell us more.
I feel like this is a therapy session.
Elaborate for at least
Sam does
minutes.
Kind of have the mannerisms of a psychiatrist.
We are at 9 minutes, guys. 9 minute-y-doos.
Minute-y-news. Oh, jeez, you're going to have bloody... What's his name? Knocking on your door.
Tobias!
No, bloody, what's his name?
I'm getting a drink. You guys talk about this movie.
You know, what's his name?
God damn it, man, I'm a podcaster, not a magician.
The guy who threatened you with emails.
What?
You?
Uric. It's like Uric.
It's been
wanting
so
minute-y
long
news.
Since you started your point, I don't know what the punchline even means in relation to
it. It doesn't matter anymore.
Brianne, please. Please speak about the show.
It's really cute when Elliot eats the apples.
There are apples in that one.
Yeah.
Not a single apple in this new movie. Terrible adaptation. 0 stars. I honestly don't think there was a single apple in that movie.
So really, this movie, nope. The new one, is like... Because Sam asked me after the movie, he goes, which one did you like more? I'm like, I can't even quantify comparing the two.
Spoilers for Pete's Dragon.
It's completely different from the first one.
Like, literally, the only similarities is you got an orphan boy named Pete and a dragon named Elliot.
Dragon's green. Another similarity found it.
Dragon, but it's not... It doesn't
invisible.
Have pink horns, though.
Is the adoptive mum hot in the original?
No. She's actually adoptive parents are like these crazy, I thought like,
she was relatively...
slavery parents. Oh, who are not that one. Enslaving the kid.
Sorry.
Who, he runs away into the forest. No, but the final mum's pretty hot.
Right. Yeah.
So he runs away. He meets Elliot.
Yeah.
And Elliot's like, oh, I will help you. And they run away and they end up in this town of because I don't remember it.
Brianne's favorite movie, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a whole. What's sad is I should because it's a song.
Oh no.
Yes, so about a guy who can't remember the name of it.
So it sounds like Where the Wild Things Are meets Puff the Magic Dragon.
There's a villain in the original though.
Yeah.
Who's like one of those old medicine doctors, rips you off.
He's like Mr. Pirelli from Sweeney Todd.
And he's got like a twirled moustache and he looks like a magician.
I love it.
And he's like, I'm going to sell you this remedy. $1! Thank you.
Yeah, the podcast doesn't work without seeing what Sam's doing right now. This
won't date the film at all. Here, donate to my Patreon account.
$1,000! So everyone knows I was holding my pinky up to the corner of my mouth. Dr. Evil.
So, like, I don't want to just be the guy that hates on this movie, but, like, did you identify any themes or point at all
in the new movie? One?
I don't know whether, like, I'm pretty sure I'm getting sick. Like, I just want to put that out there. I went into this movie not feeling well with Mulcahy and his, like, nephew, who were fine, but just reminded me that I'm surrounded by a bunch of people who have children. And it's just weird. And I went in a, it was not a good experience for watching a movie. And then this movie was, it felt so empty. It felt like there was nothing.
Family is the theme, Cal.
I thought the theme was some shit about believing in things that you couldn't see. It was pushing bloody
so
religion.
Apparently,
they did that for a scene.
So apparently the original, like, it was supposed to be, at least when Walt had talked about it on his show, when they were talking about the manuscript they had gotten rights to, it was supposed to be left open-ended whether or not the audience believed Elliot was real or just an imaginary friend of the boy.
Right.
But when you
Except
have
the
entire
end of the movie.
Town sees the thing...
The
that's similar between the two.
The
well.
Woman right. has a man she loves who got lost in a storm, and Elliot brings that guy back, and the mum and them, and they're skipping along. It's like we're a happy family again with the kid and the granddad, and then there's Elliot's flying in the sky, and the guy's like, "What's that?" And she's like, "Dragons are a thing," and he's like, "Cool," and they just keep on skipping. Ridiculous scene.
All highest
10 stars.
Well, the dragon saved his life. He didn't know it, but the dragon saved him and brought him home.
But if I got saved by a dragon, I wouldn't go, cool. I'd go, holy fucking shit. Dragons, guys.
We need to cut it open and figure out how it can turn invisible.
Okay, so basically,
God damn it.
That first reaction was what the grandfather dad,
yes,
how he reacted, and the town thought he was crazy.
That
like,
was
crazy
similar
drunk.
To you, one.
And then... your reaction was the mustache-twirling villain.
That is the appropriate reaction when you find a magical dragon that can turn invisible. Cut it open and figure out how it does it.
See,
stand by this.
The theme of the original movie seemed to be communism is good.
But it wasn't, though.
Right?
That was not the theme.
I don't know how you get that.
That's the theme of the original Pete's Dragon.
But it's not.
Because... the villain just wanted to... Actually, he wasn't even... He wanted to get Elliot the dragon to...
breed him.
To breed him and use all the parts of a dragon that are great for health reasons.
He wanted to dragon farm.
The
so
skin uses that.
Same as the villain in
and cut
Octodad,
it open for science.
The Deadliest Catch.
Isn't that a video game?
Yes. Where you play an octopus who is disguised as a human being who marries into a family and then is constantly hunted by a sushi chef.
Jesus. Anyway.
What the fuck?
I will fight you.
Were the developers high when they made that?
It's an amazing game.
Anyway. The villain's all like, I want to get him for science.
For science!
You're basically the villain of the first Pete's Dragons.
It's a legitimate point. we could benefit humanity and by and by proxy all of the planet by figuring out how to turn invisible. Yeah.
I mean, Hogwarts already figured that out. Just putting that
you
out.
I don't want to be the guy that shatters your dreams, man.
Please don't.
You know J.K. Rowling is fictional, right? She was made up by Stephanie Meyer.
Oh, God. You're ruining my dreams far more. A
massive troll.
Speaking of which, did you see the trailer for 50 Shades Darker?
Why would I have seen the trailer?
Because you do a show called Before the Movies.
So yeah, you're going to have to do that. We
talked about trailers the last episode.
I haven't listened to it yet, but apparently you just shit on me.
I was just going to say, am I the only one at the table who's listened to that podcast?
Well, I mean, I was there.
What, the no trailers one?
No, any of them.
Like, there is a lot, and admittedly, it's mostly Bob. No, I've listened to most of them. But Bob did try and get the hashtag SamSucks to take off. The problem with it is someone else already has that hashtag for something else. So I would have to wade through so many things about a completely different Sam and why he sucks to find anything about you.
Damn it,
honestly,
Bob,
you're not worth the time.
If you're going to bag me out, do your research.
I mean, that's kind of what got your podcast into trouble in the first place.
It was your fault.
Shut up. Oh yeah, sorry audience, I came up with the original name for their podcast.
There was no original name, it was a video shop all along.
So apparently the head animator of Pete's Dragon, the original.
Yeah,
he just animated the heads.
He also was the head of Disney Animation Studios for a couple years. We're going to ignore Cal.
It was pretty funny though.
So basically the first cut of the film... people went, oh, this is great. We want more dragon. Great story. More dragons.
Cool story, bro.
And they did it. More dragon. And by that time, they had been a little bit under budget and had a little bit more time before their deadline. So they're like, well, okay. So they ended up running far over their deadline and way over budget, so less dragon. And because the project had ended up being so stressful a few years later, he left Disney and later went on to do a couple of projects, which include The Land Before Time.
Lots of well-animated heads in that movie. Honestly, Land Before Time is, like, one of my favorite kids' movies. And yeah, now I'm sort of interested in watching the original Pete's Dragon just so I can compare the two.
He also did The Secret of Nim.
Oh, fuck yeah.
An American Tale and All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Okay, all but the last one are really good movies.
But he did animation, so how much can you judge the story off of it?
But
yeah.
But
true, but...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, they're all great.
They filmed it in California, which is kind of funny because it's supposed to take place in Maine, which is stark, as far as you can get away from each other in the
States. So it's like a
States.
Stephen King novel. Always taking place in Maine.
Is Matt still here?
Yes!
Apparently. He's saying something. I'm sure it's relevant to something.
It's not. Sorry. I'll never speak again.
How'd you guys like the dragon design?
I thought it was really cool. Same sort of deal with the Jungle Book. You know, like, Disney are getting very, very good at doing what they're doing. And it's completely unsurprising.
Yeah.
Disney are good at doing the animations.
What?
Never would have guessed that.
I swear what they did for this was they, like, you know those, like, spandex suits with the balls on it that they use for
the any circus gets around in, just to extend it.
But basically, you know, Mark Ruffalo's everyday clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's their jogging uniform.
Yeah. He and Andy Serkis.
I swear.
Cutting laps.
I swear.
On your left.
They put one of those on a dog. And that was the dragon for the new one.
It wouldn't surprise me if that's how they did the mocap for those sort of frolicking through the forest scenes.
Well, he acted so much like a puppy, like especially when he was like on all fours and hopping around in the water.
Because that's all supposed to be. I read that as, oh, maybe this dragon is going to be left open-ended, whether it's imaginary or
not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it's like, nope! It's real, bitches!
What did you think of the fire-breathing scene?
I feel like that's very, very hot fire that those people would have not survived being that close to. It melted a bridge. Melted the whole bridge. Big hole in the bridge.
How was that shot, though, from the side of the bridge?
It was sick. Fire down on, like, the bridge. There was not a part of this movie that didn't look fucking spectacular.
Looked amazing.
But nothing
happened. How'd you like the kids?
Good acting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, they...
Particularly the little girl.
I was not... But at this point, I'm not convinced that they weren't adult actors in with just CGI to look at the finger. De-aging technology has gotten that far. And, yeah, they could have just rebuilt the kids from scratch in CG and just had I adult actors.
That's interesting. Done. I thought in Ant-Man they'd just travel back in time to get young...
Cornstarch.
Oh.
They just rubbed him down with a heap of cornstarch.
I almost wish that scene in the warehouse where they had him on the big flatbread truck thing. It wasn't a flatbread truck. Anyway... they had done the same. They had kind of made a callback to the original with the sheet, but they didn't.
So in the original, he's animated, and they try and catch him. So they drop a net on him. This net is a sheet, and he suddenly becomes a weird animatronic doesn't move the same as when it was animated.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, that looks the same.
It looked good for the time.
You
said it looked good when we watched it.
What year did this come out?
Same year as Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it didn't look good for the time then, did it?
I'm pretty sure Mary Poppins had come out before that.
No.
Clearly Jim Henson was busy.
It had though, dear. We established that Mary Poppins came out before this movie. We discussed this at length.
And that's a good movie. Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins is a good movie. Pretty good movie. Making another one.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a sequel,
Emily
isn't it?
Blunt,
yeah. Emily Blunt is Mary Poppins, though, right?
Yeah.
So the good kid, casting. The kid who played.
Maybe we
for a sequel. But
neither.
Maybe we spoke about this, but did you see they're doing another Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, with women.
Yeah, Margot Robbie and Emma Watson.
I mean, hot, but but isn't that what a lot of people are going like? I haven't seen Brokeback Mountain. I don't know what it's about. But it feels like it's much more built around the relationship than it is about sexuality, really. And it's much more built around the taboo of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're going... I just don't think it has the same impact.
It won't.
With two incredibly attractive women.
It won't.
No, it won't.
So I mean, it was...
It's because Ghostbusters did so well, so they're...
Yeah, but they only...
Doing the same thing.
They did actually do that good, Ghostbusters. They're not making another one. It didn't make enough money.
I thought it did well.
I don't think so. I can confirm this.
I don't think it did well by, like, international blockbuster standards.
Okay.
It did fine.
Pete's Dragon, though. Yes, Brianne?
So the kid who played Pete in the 77 version, he attributes his role in that movie for why he went on to be a full scholarship All-American pole vaulter.
Is he really?
Yeah, he, he became a successful athlete because of all of the takes they had to put him on this giant stick to be on Elliot.
That's pretty cool.
Literally elevated his career.
Fuck you.
In the Gene Wilder episode, did I mention that the kid who played Charlie Bucket's now a vet?
Oh, yeah, Peter Ostrom, that's right.
Yeah.
Wait, the Charlie Bucket from the
From the original.
From the original.
The original, he's a vet.
He's a vet.
Huh.
Yeah.
I like when child actors grow up and don't become maniacs.
I know, right? Or just crazy drug addicts.
Yeah, like, what's his name?
Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking.
Is that the Home Alone kid?
You know Macaulay Culkin's now in a cover band that sings songs about pizza?
I feel like there aren't enough songs about pizza, more like a cover band.
No, like, as in... He turns songs, he changes the lyrics to make them about pizza.
So he's trying to be Weird Al, but doesn't get why Weird Al's funny.
But turns them all into pizza songs.
He puts pizza-themed lyrics into songs or something. I think, yeah.
So apparently the sodium vapor process was used to mix animation and live-action scenes.
I'm assuming you're talking about... Like the actual
editing process
to the film reel.
I guess that's what
I
this
thought
is.
We were talking about the remake.
No. I assumed what happened with like something like Pete's Dragon, where they did it way back in the day, was that they filmed all the live action stuff and then they just literally like put over the frames of the hand painted animation scenes and then just filmed the whole lot again, like flicked it through a camera somehow and so recorded
what,
that.
What the thing I'm reading says is the process involved using a camera with a prism called a separated the process involved using a camera that with a prism installed that separated the sodium vapor lights from the rest of the color. This projected a yellow light onto the screen behind the actor, which could later be subtracted out and any background could be added in its place.
Right, okay, so it's basically green, like, throwing in a
green
screen.
Pretty much a green screen, yeah.
That's interesting. That's really cool.
I'm really into, like, looking at Disney and, like, how the innovations they do.
Really?
Like, I wrote a full, like, 7 or 8 page essay on the innovations they had in Snow White animation. I really think the innovations they have in animation, and I haven't looked into it for this, but I swear, because I do it with every project with a furry creature, they come up with a new animation process to do their fur. Like, the last one would have been, well, it's not furry, but Elsa's hair.
Jungle Book.
All right, Jungle Book, and then it was Frozen, and then before that was Monsters, Inc. Oh, no, they did one for Brave.
Tangled.
And but Tangled.
Zootopia.
It was Finding Dory.
Zootopia didn't.
That was just Pixar, wasn't it? Finding Dory.
Yes.
Yeah, that shit was interesting.
Just quickly on Ghostbusters. The movie's looking to lose $70 million. Total, after you include marketing, distribution, and all that.
Well, it's funny you mentioned how much money they lost because Disney also thought the original Pete's Dragon was a flop because it only made $18 million.
It only made $88 million more than Ghostbusters did.
Instead, they might look at making a Ghostbusters feature film and an animated TV series instead.
That'd be interesting.
Stop.
Just stop.
Just wait till Telltale get their hands on it.
So apparently...
That could relaunch that whole brand if Telltale did a good game.
Yeah.
So apparently in the original Pete's Dragon, there's a Goofy yell. So like the scene where the guy flies on the harpoon, there's a Goofy yell.
Huh.
The Yahoo-hoo-hoo-ee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for the demonstration, Smamuel.
You're welcome, Bree.
Oh, no.
What?
Them's fighting words.
So it's the one who calls me babe on a normal basis.
What's wrong with that?
It's up there with Bree.
Is it, though? You don't seem to be too upset by it whenever I say it.
Oh, you don't see the smoke from the fire?
No, you seem to just sort of get flattered and move along.
Are you saying you're a dragon, Brianne?
No, Matt, I'm saying I'm a fairy.
Listeners, it has just been brought to my attention that Brianne is a fairy.
Is he still here?
Listeners, it's just been brought to my attention, Matt's an idiot.
Listeners, it has just been brought to my attention
that Cal... Never mind.
Listeners, it's just been brought to my attention that we're halfway through the episode.
Jesus!
This is possibly... the worst we've ever done.
I wish I had more noodles.
I vote we put our political hats on and just talk about anything else.
So Hillary Clinton's dying, apparently.
The thing is, I really like this movie. I really like both Pete's Dragons.
I came out of this movie having no negative feelings towards it and no positive feelings towards it. Perfectly neutral.
I came out crying.
You want to tell us that story?
I don't know if that's an appropriate story.
I'll tell mine. There were a couple of moments. There were a couple of moments when I was getting teared up, and then I'm like, hang on. They've done literally nothing to deserve this.
So you stopped.
I don't even know.
They shot the dragon with the tranquilizers, and he fell.
With the tranquilizers, dear.
He fell out of the sky.
And...
The parents died in the car crash at the start.
Yeah.
I mean,
That's Disney. That's expected.
That's a formality that needed to be
taken care of. I laughed. Because they were like, you're the bravest boy we've ever seen. For no reason. we're gonna say something inspirational before slow motion death. What's going on? The kid's just sitting there like, what the fuck? There's shit floating around. And the parents are all like, we are dying. And the deer's like, fucking what the fuck? There's a car, now there's no car, now the car's upside down, now I'm gone, now the kid's alone.
I thought the wolves were going to come back.
Is that a Pikachu on your watch?
Yes, it is.
Why?
Because I have a great watch.
That's weird. Anyway, you thought what was going to come back?
I thought the wolves were going to come back.
Ow!
Yeah, see, why did the kid howl? The dragon never howled.
I liked his little storybook. It was cute.
Yeah. I mean, was that not in the original in any way?
No, because in the original,
the there's dragon, no forest.
In the original...
There is at the very start.
Yeah. In the original, the dragon finds Pete and helps him along, and at the end of the movie, it's like, Pete's found this new family, and the dragon's like, you've been helped. I have to go now help other kids.
I just thought there was always a dog called Elliot that the dragon was essentially named after.
No, I thought that was a really interesting different... Because when the movie first started, I thought, when the parents said, I was like, oh, okay, we're starting before the original started. We're starting with why Pete's an orphan, and then we're going to get this whole story of awful parents, blah, 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 but we didn't get that. We got kid raised by dragon.
I do like that in this movie it was, here's the dragon, like, 4 minutes into the film. There it is. There's Pete. There's his dragon. Roll credits.
There's no point holding out on us.
I mean...
We know a dragon's going to show up.
Well, it's what, like, 25...
It's called Pete's dragon.
It's what, 25, 30 minutes into the original film that you see the dragon?
I mean, just imagine if you started the movie 15. Off with some guy in a 10? Prison, it's and then he goes 15. Off into the Himalayas to learn how to become a dragon, and then you don't see the dragon an hour and a half into the movie. Batman Begins! Mm.
Or a movie called Godzilla, where you want to see Godzilla, and then you don't see Godzilla.
Or a movie called Walker in the Chocolate Factory, where the guy doesn't turn up for the first, like, 45 minutes of the movie.
By the way... Christopher Nolan fans, I mean no disrespect, Batman Begins is an awesome film.
Because Christopher Nolan fans were listening to a podcast about Pete's dragon.
They could be.
Or a movie called Star Wars, where there are no actual wars in stars.
That being said, Sam, stars are an incredibly dangerous place to have war.
Or Star Trek. They don't visit a star.
They don't trek.
Not
on
one
star.
Time.
It's about
be called
bloody,
Planet Trek.
About bloody time they do.
That's a Community reference. Good
called...
show.
Nerd Trek.
Should be called... Says the one who's got Pikachu on his phone.
On his watch. He's probably got on his phone, too.
You've got on your phone,
Have
too,
you caught
though,
a
probably.
Pikachu yet?
In Pokemon Go?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You say that like it's not...
It was the first thing that I caught.
I told you how to catch it.
Thank you.
Anyway, Pete's Dragon.
Have you caught a Pete's Dragon
in
yet?
In a lot of ways, the Pokemon Go of the 70s, or whatever this movie was made.
77.
Yes!
The ending for me, I had this conversation with Sam after the movie, the ending for me of the new one, like I said, the ending of the other one, the dragon's like, I have to go help the other kids, and this one it's like, you have to stay safe because now people want to hurt you. And it, instead of it being Pete like, well, it's okay, I get it, you're going to go help other kids, and he's very understanding, this one, it was so sad, like, they're both sitting there kind of crying, like, I don't really want you to go, but but then they were kind of reconciled it with, oh, family reunions.
That, like, they can go and visit the
yeah. Dragon.
But like, there was always a special relationship with Pete and the dragon in this one. Like, that was the heavy implication here. Not that the dragon gave a fuck about anybody else.
Well, and I just, Elliot. It was like a pet. It was his dog. Yeah, exactly. And it was so cute that, like, Elliot would go, like, Pete's gone, I have to go find him. Oh, he's replaced me with this new family.
Well, like that's the thing. If you gave Elliot a voice, and like cause how they portrayed the dog in the storybook is that the dog went out looking for his kid.
Yeah.
The dog, like that his human pet has gone missing, and the dog has to go and find the kid. And that's sort of how this thing felt. That Elliot was the relatively mature. Like not wild creature of the pair, whereas the kid was constantly just an ape.
The thing I also liked about this Elliot was that they didn't say it in this film, but in the other film, I think it was the other one where they were like, "Oh, well, should Elliot come to this thing?" It's like, "No, Elliot's unpredictable. We can't
really trust him around other people. And they didn't say that in this, but it was obviously highly implied, because the second other people showed up, it was fire-breathing dragon time.
Mm. Well, I mean, that being said, he was high as fuck on dragon tranquilizers.
Well, before that, though, the first time they see him, the reason they come after him with tranquilizers. I mean, he wasn't breathing fire then, but still.
Yeah, but even then, he was pretty well in control. It was only that the guy sort of pointed a gun at him. He went, "No, fuck your puny gun," and that's all that really happened. I mean, that's the thing though. Like, if this dragon knew what it could do, like if it knew, I mean. There were plenty of times during that battle where the dragon could have just gone, "Fuck this, I'm outie," and just gone invisible, and they would have gone, "Oh,
well, it's gone." I was kind of hoping for invisible tail sweep, because they reuse that again and again in the original.
Mm.
Like, I know people are always like, "Oh, they just didn't have the budget, they kept the dragon invisible, most of it, because they couldn't pay for it."
Yeah.
It's really clever the way they use the invisible dragon.
Yeah, it really would have played well into the restricted budget.
Like Pete ends up in this school, and the bell starts ringing outside, and they're like, "Did you do this, Pete?" Lashes, and Pete gets angry because they see them punishing Pete. Did I say Pete gets angry? Yeah, Elliot gets angry. And goes inside because he sees them lashing Pete, and there's a dragon cut out like this halfway through the wall, and everyone's like, "Oh, what's happening?" And then the ruler gets thrown away from the teacher, and Pete's like, no, Elliot. Don't hurt them!"
Mm.
And then the teacher still blames Pete.
Mm.
And then you get a dragon hole outside the other wall.
I mean,
it's adorable. And the choreography of every single number in the original is top-notch.
It sounds like a really clever film that worked with its restrictions very, very well. And that generally makes for fantastic art. I sort of wish I had seen it to record this episode.
Should have.
Why did I spend so much time watching fucking Superman when we haven't even recorded that bloody episode yet?
What?
I blame Sam. What's for Superman? Why this episode is not
good. Why are you doing a Superman podcast?
We're going to when the new episode of Supergirl comes out.
Oh, yeah, that's coming out, isn't it? Forgot about that.
Grant's like, "We're not talking about the movie anymore, so I'm going to sleep."
I'm keen to talk about Superman.
Yeah. I've actually got quite a few things to say on Superman. Dude,
cool, I'm pleased. Maybe you can even squeeze in Superman 2 before.
I wish I could join this.
You know.
I like Superman.
I know you do, I do too.
No, you don't. You've bashed Superman more than anyone I ever know.
I've bashed Man of Steel Superman. Let's not go down the Superman rabbit hole.
Right. When the granddad starts the truck using his pocket knife, I laughed. That's not how hot wiring works, you crazy Disney people, you.
Nah, I digged it.
I think the past tense of dig is dug. But I'll accept digged.
I
was going to say, I dig it, and then the dust came with it, and I was like, oh.
I can't wait for a lot of kids to try starting their parents' cars with kitchen just knives.
Jamming knives into stuff. Yeah, just put the knife in and we'll make it go.
The toast won't come out. You get your knife and you just put it right down in there.
So speaking of jamming things into keyholes.
Yep, the kids won't let you borrow their toys. My brother. Put the knife straight in the kid. Yep. It's all good.
Shut up. I have a story to tell. I have a related story. So,
speaking of stabbing children.
That's a really good story. I almost led to a stabbed child.
Once upon a time.
Once upon a time in a land called California, there was a boy named my brother. And he went to a sushi buffet and thought he was clever for grabbing a crab leg and putting it in his pocket. And then that night after sushi buffet dinner, they had to go back to Papa San's office. And while Papa-san was fussing with the keys, brother child, takes the crab leg and puts it in the keyhole to try and unlock the door, and breaks it off, and we end up standing in the cold for like 3 hours waiting for someone to come and fix the lock.
So, this is all basically so Edward Scissorhands logic.
This is the story. This is the moral of the story. Opening doors with don't scissors. Jam things in keyholes that aren't keys.
Generally, don't jam things into other things unless you know that thing goes in the other thing.
You haven't had a lot of experience jamming things into other things recently, have you, Cal?
Matt,
neither have I.
Houses.
But...
glass houses and stones, my friend.
Practice makes perfect.
So Pete's dragon.
You're like, hey, this is a glass house I live in.
What
Let's knock a
think?
Boulder over in here and see what happens.
Well,
dickhead.
Well, I mean, science doesn't progress without experiments, Sam.
You're a fucking knob. Anyway, why'd
you
cry
you
in
think?
The movie, Brienne?
Oh, because there's a shot of Elliot after he gets tranquilized and his eyes are all like, and I'm like, he looked like Sprocket when we put him down. And then I bawled for the rest of the movie. And Sam's like, oh, Brienne's sad. Let's take her to the pet shop to play with the puppies. And then they had Labradors. So I was like, that's baby Sprockets.
I nearly died when both mother figures had tragic deaths.
Shall we let the listeners in on the secret?
No, I don't give a fuck. I just wanted to make Brienne feel bad for a minute. Oh, I'm sorry, B.
You're surprisingly chipper. You're surprisingly chipper considering the subject matter.
I think I might go and like edit out that bit.
I think I might. I think
Superman.
I might go and
episode.
Kill
then
myself.
This joke
like,
won't make sense.
Jesus.
50 episodes later, we've got to keep the commitment up. Sam.
No, just
this
for
is
my
like
own...
high Millie all over again.
Whenever I'm feeling sad or I feel like I've made a fool of myself, I'll listen to that and go, "Hey, it ain't so bad." Anyway,
mum's the word though. On that.
Stop talking, Matt.
That was worse than what I said, right?
Not
sure. Whatever helps you sleep at night.
We should.
I'm
going to
bow out gracefully.
We should do a clip show.
No, you most can... of your clips are of me.
I mean, so far.
Like, I wouldn't be against making this guy pick out our funniest moments and releasing it as a Christmas special.
No.
I'll do it.
No, no, no.
I mean, I'll
no,
do it.
No,
if you pay
not,
me enough, I'll do it.
Not for the Christmas special.
Like a New Year's special, maybe, then. Like, we'll take a break between Christmas and
New Year's.
You do
it for those 2 weeks when you're like, oh, we don't have to do it.
See, the problem is, I would have to include the entire Nice Guys podcast.
Instead of recording anything.
We do a clip show for the birthday special. Because we were going to make the birthday special episode about... clip show episodes of other TV shows at one point. That was something that was on the chalkboard.
Yes, it was, but that's a terrible idea.
We quickly got rid of that and basically went, let's just do a sequel to the Christmas special. And we'll read the fan mail that we've been getting.
But Pete's
from
Dragon.
Real peep.
What did you think of Bryce Dallas Howard?
Which one's him?
She?
Who?
The redhead.
Is that her name?
Bryce Dallas Howard, yeah.
What? Okay,
that's
wait,
the actress's name.
The mother.
Yeah.
She's Ron Howard's daughter.
Two very good reasons to watch this movie.
For God's sake.
Yes, her and Carl Urban.
Hey!
Wait, is that the name of her husband?
No.
That's the evil brother.
Oh.
He's not evil.
Oh, so...
What is evil,
he's
Cal?
No, you're right. I entirely agree. He's the only legitimate response to this dragon of any other character in the whole movie.
He's the Star Trek guy.
Yes.
Okay.
Bones.
That her husband's the guy who dies in Hunger Games.
Sure.
Yep. That narrows it down.
The one with the weird facial hair.
Sure.
Because Katniss gets out, the president's all like, no, you eat the berries.
You know, this is a movie, right, about people with weird facial hair dying, right? You're so not narrowing this down at all.
I don't care, I have to remember his
name. I know exactly who you're talking about, like 100% exactly who you're talking about, but you did not help in any way.
Hey, Kat, when are the rest of the episodes going up?
I don't know, I sort of just... my bad. No, honestly, I had a couple of days off and I went, huh, this is Nice. I haven't had one of these in a while.
Isn't that the sad thing?
And I just sort of took it.
That's all right. All have those days.
When I'm
get
busy
on
again.
It, matey potato.
when I'm busy again. When I've got homework to do. I mean, procrastinate that's... doing the homework.
I don't know why we're talking about it. It's irrelevant to the audience who already would have listened to these.
Do you know what's really sad? Is that we're talking about Pete's Dragon, which came out a month and a half ago in the US.
Yep.
It's one of the only Disney movies that we didn't get first.
You didn't get Zootopia.
Yeah, Disney movies are late here. Marvel and Star Wars we get first.
Marvel and Star Wars are totally separate from Disney.
Star Wars you get just about the same time. Like, it's only off by time zone.
Yeah, but still first. Marvel's first by like a week. Doctor Strange, I'm keen.
Pete's Dragon, though.
You're not going to have much to say on it.
Have you heard of Marvel Unlimited comic app thing? Basically, it's a subscription service so you can read all of Marvel stuff. I might pay for that for a month.
Oh,
and read some Doc Strange.
Maybe we'll ask Joel Dusher if he wants to come on too.
Absolutely. Then if I don't have anything to say, I can just stare lovingly into his eyes.
Yeah, that's not going to make him never want to go on this again.
He loves it. He's
like
flattered.
Probably.
It's not the word I would use, but okay.
Why are you here? Have you contributed anything to
no,
this episode?
No, I'm here for witty one-liners.
Witty one-liners. The problem with what you've been saying,
Matt,
is they're not
one, Matt.
They're not witty and they're not
Ouch.
One-liners.
Yeah, I've been waiting for one of those witty one-liners.
Honestly, okay, shitty multi-liners.
Everyone here but Brad.
That sounded wrong.
Entirely redundant to this episode.
Thumbs up to everyone. We all get a star, except Brianna gets two.
Is this it?
Ours of bronze, hers of gold.
Two gold stars for Brianne, no stars for Matt.
Can I throw out there too? There was a line in Peach Dragon that was just... It was talking about...
Can you throw out something relevant to the movie?
Yeah,
yes,
I can.
Please do.
One of the lumberjacks was talking about how fat Bob's sister was. I laughed.
That's your relevance.
This is the alternate reality where Bob's sister isn't hot.
Is that what I'm missing of this conversation?
Yeah, we constantly
that Bob's sister
give Bob
is hot.
Shit for how hot his sister is.
Hmm. Interesting.
Laura, if you're listening,
very
the joke's out.
Very interesting.
This is what everyone's been saying.
Very, very interesting.
It's been real funny.
So next time you see Bob, Brianne, you just gotta go, hey Bob, your sister's pretty hot.
Hey Bendigo Bob,
your sister's pretty hot, ain't she, mate? T. That exactly.
I'll send him a message later.
Oh, jeez.
Alright.
But seriously, like, Laura's lovely. And
I'm sure I've never met her.
I mean, because that's the thing. I mean, see, now it sounds like I'm just discounting her and she's not hot. She is hot, but it's really, really funny to point that out to Bob. That's the main reason why it stuck around.
I really
don't stop coming over
to
watch
right
Game
now.
Of Thrones and bring us cookies, Laura. You're great.
Speaking of Game of Thrones, Game of Catch-Up every Wednesday.
Yeah, featuring both of us.
Sam and Matt watch Game of Thrones. I promise he's less annoying there.
I'm infinitely more stupid, though.
Brian's like, oh, the plug.
Dodging plugs everywhere.
Slipped in.
If you want to hear me make weirder.
If you want to hear me make weird comments about
10 toes and naked women...
Have you listened to any of it?
I've listened to all of it.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
I'm impressed.
You listen to more than I have. So this is the opposite thing. I listen to all your podcast episodes, you don't listen to them. And then you listen to all our shit we don't listen to.
Because Game of Thrones is a good subject matter, and it's doing well on the ratings. Like,
I haven't checked for that.
Yeah, it gets more traffic than any of our other shows.
Does it really?
That's awesome.
I think on Facebook it definitely does. I think in general...
The video shop
is doing better than everything else, but it's been around for nearly 100 episodes.
Yeah,
We need to figure out what the fuck we're doing for episode 100.
Oh yeah, that's soon. Maybe that should be a clip show. It's not a real episode.
104 will be the birthday special again.
Oh, jeez, I will too, won't it? Yeah.
So, see, we might just do a 4-week special, wonderful thingamadoo.
We'll do for the 100th episode, do like Sam and Cal's favorites and just talk about shit you guys like.
So this has become a brainstorm.
Actually, 100 episodes should just be 100 best movies and TV shows of all time.
Pete's Dragon, yes. Though.
We'll get
top 100 bad superhero movies.
What?
It's not that many, come on.
I reckon we should get a whiteboard and try and fill out the 100 best movies and TV shows.
I think we should look
I'm cool with that.
But no, see, the thing is, if you do that, you then need Matt on the show, because you'll say you'll do that, and then...
and then that will do all the work.
Gary!
Oh, I haven't seen 100 movies and TV shows.
What we'll do is we'll look up all the shows that have made it to 100 episodes, and we'll rank them in some sort of list format. We'll do top 10 best episode 100s.
We should... we should watch, like...
But Pete's Dragon, though!
100th episode. Like, just the 100th episode of Doctor Who. So just one of those 20-minute parts.
Or the 100th episode of this TV show we've never seen.
Sure. But the problem is most 100 episodes are specials of some kind.
This episode is such a fucking schmuzzle. I'm considering... trying to record again on Sunday.
No.
Matt wouldn't be here.
That would fix a lot of the problems.
Cold, B. Cold.
No, I think this is fine. We've spoken about Pete's Dragon. Is there anything... Pete's Dragon, go.
He's cute and I want to pet him.
There we go.
See, it's most of Brienne's love for Pete's Dragon is, it's my favourite, he's silly, it's so cute, and it was her childhood favourite, it's Pete's Dragon, it sucks.
Why don't we just do Balto next week, or something like that? Something with Huskies.
We have something listed.
So that way Brienne can just be like, this is better than Pete's Dragon! We can be like, crap! And then the episode's over, 5 minutes, done.
Oh,
16
boy.
Stars out of 3.
next week, what are we doing?
We've got is this next week? Or is this in, like, 5 weeks' time?
No, this is this... All the episodes are meant to be out already, Cal!
I don't know! They're all meant... 3, so we might release 2.
No!
One the next week, one the week after.
Because to reach the 52 for the year, they all have to be out this week.
Right, well, they're all going, oh, fuck it, I'll finish them, I'll do them, I don't know. Fuck! My life has not functioned well since watching the end of Blazing Saddles, damn it. I don't know.
It's
all a big prank. He was eating popcorn in the town, Sam.
All right. Well, Cal's clearly
chocolate-coated racist.
Well, Cal's clearly incapable of signing off. So see you, nerd.
Wait. What are we even sitting at?
Oh, like 53 minutes.
So we're not even at the hour. Like, wait, Matt, turn towards me. You said the thing prematurely and against permission.
That sounds a lot like Matt's life.
High five intercept. He got done.
Also, he screamed in my ear.
Sorry.
Actually,
that
no,
sounded
we can.
Real genuine.
We can probably put one of these episodes off. So the other two this week. This one the week after.
This one's already late. Who gives a fuck?
So Pete's Dragon.
Yep.
I knew a guy called Pete.
Did he have a dragon?
No.
0 stars.
I mean, he was a bit of a dork, really.
Cool story, neither.
Did he tell... did he tell...
Oh, shit! Sass!
Did he tell long, boring stories that kept dragging on?
Yeah! Anyway. I just wanted to make sure it came up in the waveforms.
Did it?
Yeah.
Good.
Quite strongly.
See, Matt, this is what happens when I make a joke. That happens. And then you say something that no one acknowledges.
That's just my existence in life generally.
Oh boy. Oh, this has been a shit on Matt episode.
That's every episode I'm on! The game of catch up is my only escape from this shit.
I think I'm gonna go home and listen to the Batman vs. Superman episode again.
Which one?
There's
which
like
John 3!
The first one. And then
no, the one you're not in. The first one.
I know.
Oh, that's the one where Brienne makes the thing about my dead mum.
The cat's out of the bag now.
Oh no, Schrodinger's cat, not your mum.
Fuck you. I hate Schrodinger's cat.
Because
I'm
it's
more
wrong.
Offended by Schrodinger's cat references.
Because
being
it's
miss you.
Because it's more alive than your mum.
Oh, Jesus. That's just a horrible thing to say. Literally every time somebody brings up Schrodinger's cat, they do it wrong. They misunderstand the fucking point of the experiment. They're fucking idiots.
But
do they or do they not?
Cal,
do they misunderstand it or do they understand it? It's neither here nor there. Like Schrodinger.
We're gonna do the horror movie month too.
This is not a brainstorming podcast.
Every podcast is a brainstorming podcast.
Yeah, do you actually listen to the podcast?
I'm the only one who does, apparently.
Now there's you and at least two Adams. Hi, Adam. How you doing, mate?
Hi, Millie.
Millie. What's up, babe? It's been a while.
She's been on it now. She probably doesn't listen to it anymore.
Probably.
Those are the rules.
Did your fish just jump out of the tank? I swear to God, it just flew.
We've been trying to kill those fish for ages.
I swear to God, it just
I can
flew.
Say that in confidence because Mel doesn't listen to this. Bob comes home every day and goes, "Are they dead yet? Fuck, I'm going to have to clean the tank."
Has he stopped feeding them?
I mean, he hasn't been that much of a bad person.
I was going to say, like, take them out of the water. Like, there are some fail-safe ways to kill those fish.
No, but it's been like, I'm going to leave Cal in charge of feeding the fish. And Cal goes, oh, fuck, it's been 3 days and I haven't fed the fish. And I come out and I feed the fish and they were like, hey, we're fine. We're fine. It's chill, it's all good.
Poor
it's
fish.
Fine. We're fish. We're still
eat them.
But Pete's dragon, though.
That's yep. Alright.
That kid was a very, like, for a kid who thought he was still six or however old he thought he still was,
very
he
literate.
Was a very, what?
Literate.
Well, he was literate, and he was very, what's the word I'm looking for? Because I'm bad at things right now.
I don't know.
Like, resourceful.
Him or Mowgli?
Like in a fight him. Or survival?
What is it with Americans just assuming that it's always a fight?
Well, you're the one who every other sentence is like, fight me in the junkyard.
I said battle me in the junkyard. There's a difference. Choose your six Pokemon, I'll choose my six, and we'll battle it out in the junkyard.
That doesn't sound like battling, Cal.
Not the way.
Go back to your chair. Have another sausage party.
No, my God! Stop!
Just so you know, audience, Cal made a jerking motion with his hand underneath the table, trying to bang it so it would make a noise. I mean, he tends to make a jerking motion with his mouth when he's talking, so you know.
Oh,
why?
Here we go.
So let's revisit the question of why have we been bagging on Matt today?
Because I'm a genius.
Crawl! I'm too tired to do a proper crawl!
You have failed Peter Pan.
So Pete's dragon, though. Okay, so Pete or Mowgli, what are we talking about?
I'm just talking about in, like, general, like,
I
performance,
think he,
character.
I mean,
I think this kid was
I
better.
Kind of wish this
so
kid
too.
In Pete's Dragon was the kid from Into the Woods.
There
I
is,
don't know why.
No.
I don't remember the, like, you're talking like Jack?
Yeah.
There is one thing to take into account, though, with the difference
between
these two kids.
Who was also the kid in Les Mis.
This kid had other people to play off and a physical environment to play off.
That girl...
The kid from Jungle Book did not at
that,
all.
That's very true. Like, the kid from Jungle Book did his best, considering he was talking to Andy Serkis the whole time.
Ironically not. Andy Serkis is doing a different Jungle Book movie.
Who cares? But yeah, that girl also, like...
Yeah. Really good.
Really good.
She's also not, like, the character's not at all part of the original story, which was another really refreshing change to see. I really like that.
Well,
I really liked it. I was surprised. Maybe my favorite character, actually.
Was that little girl?
Yeah, and I don't know why.
She was spunky.
She was very spunky.
Gross.
But, yeah.
Shut up.
Oh, as soon as I said it, like... you did this, Brienne.
I'm not quite sure what I did.
Spunk. You know what spunk is?
Sounds like skunk.
Spunk.
Wait, is this something I'm going to regret?
It's cum.
Ejaculate, dear. So Spunky,
don't pet me, Matthew.
Look, please, I'm guessing this isn't a
directly into the microphone.
I'm guessing this isn't a. I'm guessing this isn't an American thing, which is why Spunky is a thing.
Sam,
is jizz a thing over there? Now I just want to know what colloquial terms are there for cum.
Cum's a thing, obviously. Jizz, spunk isn't.
It might just be me being, like, uber innocent.
Spunk is very English, though, now I come to think
of it. Sam, in the US, like...
So this is what it's come to.
Oh! That was actually not a shit one.
Matt said something worthwhile, finally.
In the US, like, if you miss a shot at, like, soccer practice and you have to go get the ball, they're like, go shag the ball.
It's gross as fuck.
So gross!
It took me ages to learn that one.
I mean, if you doesn't make a lick of sense either.
It doesn't.
Because shag is like, it's a type of thing. It's a texture. It's like shag carpet, shaggy hair.
You say shaggy.
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch Scooby-Doo.
No, we should not. There's two good reasons to watch Scooby-Doo.
Four good reasons. The Velma and Daphne.
No.
You don't like Sarah Michelle Gellar?
Not as much as I like whoever the fuck plays Velma.
Yeah, what's she doing nowadays?
Do you like Buffy?
Hawkeye's wife.
I haven't actually seen Buffy.
Sad.
I mean, Hawkeye's wife's fine in that sort of homely...
It's the same actress who plays pregnant Velma.
Sort of way. Plays Velma!
Yeah.
I'm gonna rewatch that movie! Oh, shit! What am I doing sitting... Fuck, I'm off.
Going back to his sausage party again.
Oh my goodness! We're not. That's not a thing. Stop trying to make it a thing. Fetch will never happen.
Mean Girls. That's a good movie.
Mm, yes, it is. I get the reference.
Oh my goodness!
Are there any other words for cum?
I don't think so. Oh my
goodness. Like, I'm thinking cum, jizz, spunk. That's kind of. I mean, you've got semen, ejaculate.
Of course.
All the obvious splooge. Ones. Splooge.
Dead children.
I mean, I guess.
I've never heard anyone... This marks the final episode of Westboro Baptist
Matt. What?
Yeah, and like, I've never heard anyone go, I'm gonna dead children.
I'm bringing this up.
I'm gonna kill children.
Alright, look at me. No, okay, don't look at me.
Get those dead children all over my
Jack Horseman.
Get those dead children all over my face.
I think it might be. That is convergent comedy. That is from a podcast I watch, listen to, and BoJack.
Anyway, that went real gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as soon as we started talking about the colloquial terms for, like,
children should not listen to this.
Ejaculate.
Sperm, yeah.
Brianne, are you alive still?
No.
Okay. The white wormy demons.
All I wanted to do was talk about Pete's dragon.
Pete's dragons.
It's not. You've just ruined that movie for Brianne, and for that, she might kill you. Audience, if you could see the look on Brianne's, I might just take a picture of Brianne now and upload it to the Facebook page when this goes live. Cool. Photo taken.
Awesome. Great radio. I think we should wrap it up there. We're at an hour and 5 minutes.
Anything else to say on Pete's Dragon, everyone?
I've been trying to talk about this for months. Oh. And go, we're going to talk about Pete's Dragon when Pete's Dragon comes out. Oh! And Pete's Dragon came out, and this is what it was about.
Everything else you wanted to say on it, knock us out. Knock it out.
Go for it, because I'll just cut out all the splooge talk and replace it with this.
You won't know.
I won't know.
I can't just talk on cue. I've tried to initiate conversation, and you guys clearly didn't.
Well, Matt's the only other person who's seen it.
It's
in the original.
I saw the original too.
Yeah, I did as well.
Which one did you guys...
You haven't said shit about it.
I told you all about the villain from the original.
Oh, that's true. I forgot shit that happened earlier in this episode.
He's my favourite part of that movie, and I wish he was in this new one.
He's so good. And we talk about how capitalism is shown to be evil in that movie, the original.
Wrapping up the episode. We're the quick synopsis of the episode.
But that's not too what long it was about.
Well, no, it was the about friendship and imaginary version. Friends.
It was about friendship and family and finding your place.
And who is really lost.
You or the dragon.
Mm.
Which you is your favourite song? What's your favourite song from the original?
Which is the one where they sing?
I mean, I, like, performance-wise...
I quite like the villain's song, the wrong town name
song. Oh, really?
Song.
I really like it.
Oh, my God! We have a ghost! Elliot, come on!
Everyone was so legitimately terrified.
It's Elliot's fault! So we'll blame the dragon!
If I wasn't so
the dragon's
scared,
in the room, Brian.
I would have laughed so hard. Oh, fuck.
That's the fucking coolest thing to
do. No, don't put them up. Leave them where they are.
They can't fall any further, man.
So I'm guessing they're Bob's.
They're Jim's.
They're Jim's.
Yeah, he's the person who owns that slab of Melbourne bitter down there. Brought his golf clubs.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't play golf, do you?
I play golf with Jim.
No, you guys, this is the
scary. Is Jim your imaginary friend?
It's because we were going to bed the other night.
Gross. We don't want to hear about this.
I hear the door shaking.
Oh, right, this.
Like,
this
someone's, like, shaking the door, like our door.
Come in. And no one comes in. So Sam goes to check, and there's no one there. So we go upstairs, and we go, who was shaking the door? They're like, we've been up here playing tag. And we're just like,
Meanwhile, Charlie, all he can hear is a heap of thudding against the wall. And, oh, come in.
Oh.
So what was your favourite song from Pete's Dragon?
I said the one where they get the town names wrong.
How about you?
Damn it,
two?
Jim and your golf club's falling down.
See, for me, like, performance-wise, I really like either the opening or the one in the bar where they're on the barrels.
The one in the bar is quite good.
Because the performance of both of those is just phenomenal. However, I have such nostalgia for the bum, 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 whatever song the Pete's theme song thing. They sing at the Apple Orchard.
Okay.
And Candle on the Water, because Candle on the Water is was nominated for an Oscar,
Best
I believe.
Actress.
Song? Nominated for Best Actress, okay. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was nominated for an Oscar and then lost to something else, because it didn't win.
Star Wars, probably.
No, lost to... I used to know what the song was called, I forget.
Should have been the Star Wars theme. No, that would have been Score, though. Wrong. That's first appears in Empire Strikes Back.
Oh, really? The Imperial March first appears in Empire Strikes Back?
Yep.
So right? If you were to have to choose between the two Pete's Dragon movies, which one would you prefer?
The one that I have seen!
I don't know. I like both of them for entirely different reasons.
I am going to pick
the original. I was... really, really bored.
Original, better or worse than Iron Man 2?
Better.
Much better.
Better.
Okay, new one. Better or worse than Iron Man 2?
Better.
Worse.
Better.
It's a bold statement. I think for once I might have to agree with that. I was bored by this movie.
Yep, same.
It's fair.
Who knows? I might watch it in full health and be like, yeah, that was great. Wonderful.
I think it's just a really nice kids movie.
It is.
There's not a lot to it. I think that's the problem.
I wish we had talked about Kubo and the Two Strings or something instead.
Oh man, that looked like such a good movie. It hasn't made any money, but really I really need to see it because that looks amazing.
It looks really good. We should totally talk about that at some point.
Yep.
Anyway, we would...
Videoshoppod.com, Game of Catch Up, Dice Hard, and Before the Movies.
Anything else you guys wanted to say before we wrap up? Right, well, if that's the case, yeah, we've already done our plugs.
See you, nerds.
Fuck you. Has to come naturally.
You can't...
We've already been talking about come naturally.
You already do a show where you force an ending. Don't wink at me.
That was really gross and creepy. I didn't like it.
See you, nerds. That's done.